When God is moving, you hear me? When God is moving, we have got to make the connection. When Jacob was fleeing from his brother Esau, he went to a place and he laid down. And when he awoke, the Bible says that he made this statement, "Surely the presence of the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not." He didn't make the connection. In Luke chapter 24, the Bible talks about two men that were walking and they were talking about Jesus. And Jesus joined with them. And he talked with them.
Yes.
And he walked with them.
Yes.
And they were in his presence.
Yes.
And the same could be said of them. They didn't know it. They didn't make the connection. They didn't plug into what was going on. They didn't get a hold of what was happening in the Spirit, if you please.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And after he broke the bread, after he blessed the bread, and after he broke it, and after he gave it, and when they partook of the bread that he gave them, they said, "There he is." After he gave of himself, there he is. And they said, did not our heart burn in us? My Lord, if your heart's burning in you tonight, respond. If your heart is stirring in you tonight, we've been around people and I'm so tired of hearing people talk about it. I want what you have. Make the connection.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My Lord, just get in the current.
Yes.
Get a blessing.
Yes.
Get a hold of it.
Hallelujah.
God is no respecter of person.
No.
I'm going to talk about Brother Calvin because he's not here tonight. A lot of you brethren talk about his ministry and you say how he's anointed and you talk about how he's used of God.
Yes.
And you have separated yourself,
yes,
from that position of ministry.
Uh-huh.
Because you see what Calvin, yes, is doing with God and what God is doing with Calvin. And you say, within your heart,
yes,
God could never do that in me.
Uh-huh.
You haven't made the connection.
That's right.
But when the Word of God is coming forth from this pulpit, there's something burning in you. There's something stirring in you. God is calling you to make the connection. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm standing right here tonight because I've made the connection. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Come here, John Bradley. Come here, get up here. Come here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You hear me? If anybody tells you anything different, they're a liar. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Be seated. Come here, Bobby. Look at me. Look at me. You hear me? The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you. You can be seated. You big yank. The Spirit of the Lord is on you, Mike White. The Spirit of the Lord is on you. You believed a lie long enough. Somewhere somebody told you you couldn't preach. Somewhere somebody told you you couldn't be an orator. Somewhere somebody told you you couldn't be an evangelist. The Spirit of the Lord is on you. Shandaroko no mo shandaratanama. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Sometimes, come on. Woo! Y'all listen, I ain't through yet. My God, if you don't want to get called out, you better get out. Sometimes the Lord's already told me who to call next. And after that, He'll tell me who else to call, and He'll tell me when to quit calling. And if Brother Rutledge jerks on my coattail, I'll quit. And if you don't believe it, you just let him do it. I'll sit down and grin and praise God. Sometimes, you like this, don't you, Brother Rutledge? Sometimes, the past says you can't do it. Sometimes, the past gets up on our shoulder. It sets up on the windowsill. And it says, you can't do it. Sometimes, Sister Doris, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Just a minute now. I'm talking to Sister Doris. You get your blessing in a minute. The Lord has anointed you. The Lord has anointed you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Now let me tell you something. You think it's Cressley John Pierce calling people out? It ain't Cressley doing anything. It's God doing something. You let me tell you something. You let me tell you something. The man talking right now. You say, I'm just a young preacher. You got it right. I'm only 30 years old. I'm at the beginning of my ministry. But you let me tell you something. And I've shared this with several others. You look at me and you think I can see the anointing on him. You look at me and you can say, I can see that he's called of God. I can see the boldness that is there. But you wasn't with me when I was laying flat on my back in an office 18 hours from mom and daddy, looking up at the ceiling. And I was thinking, my God, what am I doing? My God, where am I? I didn't have a place to sleep. I didn't have a home to go home to. I didn't have a pretty car to drive. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a check coming in. But God was saying, I'm anointing you. But you know what? That whole time, He was walking with me, Dwayne. He was walking with me. And He was talking with me, Brother Rutledge. I had to drive all the way to Hammond, Indiana to make the connection. Woo! I'm telling you, you have got to make the connection. Joseph had a dream. He had a dream of being used by God. You have a desire in your heart. You think, oh, people are going to want to believe that I'm trying to exalt myself. If your dream and your desire is to see sinners converted and the gospel propagated in this world, that dream is from heaven. That dream from God. You don't have the strength within yourself to want to exalt yourself for the purpose of God. If you have a dream, He gave it to you. And there's going to come a time when you're going to be able to make the connection. You hear me? We can't miss the voice. We can't miss the voice. Sister Melody, you got to make the connection. You hear me? You hear me? Something's burning. Something's burning in you. And you've got to make the connection. And you feel like in yourself that you can't. And you give yourself negative self-talk, as they term it. But you've got to make the connection. Bill Martin, the Spirit of the Lord's on you, buddy. You're anointed.
Anointed.
in the pulpit, it drips from you. Don't believe a lie. Let God use that anointing. Let God use that anointing. You forget what you've lived in the past. You hear me? You forget what you've lived in the past. God's got a ministry for you, and He's got a place for you. Praise God. But you're going to get your anointing closed in with God. You hear me? You're going to get your anointing when you're closed in with God so you can talk to Him and He can talk to you. You want to be anointed? Close yourself in with God. Get away from everybody and get a hold of God. The prophet pulled Jehu into the room off to the side, and he had a box of oil. The Bible says that he took this oil and he poured it on Jehu's head. Now you got to understand what this oil was. Simply, oil's a liquid. And I've changed my oil in my car many, many times. And I have come in the house with oil dripping from my face and my elbows and my arms. And so I know that with this oil being poured on this man's head, that it changed the way he looked. You hear me? It changed the way he looked. My Lord. He had his hair combed. He had his appearance right. But it changed the way he looked. Not only his hair, but since he poured it on his head, it had to drip down on his face. And it went across his eyes. And that anointing changed the way he saw things. So when he stepped into a pulpit and he wasn't getting a response and he wasn't hearing an amen and he wasn't hearing a hallelujah, he saw a need. He saw a sinner. The anointing helped him see things a little different. Woo! And after that oil dripped down across his eyes, it went down across his mouth. What? Woo! It changed his message. He couldn't go back in and sit down with his friends and say, "My Lord, it's a beautiful day. I think we'll go down to the reservoir and fish for a while. I think I'm gonna worry about where I'm gonna be living for the next few weeks and months and talk about that all the time." I'm telling you, friend, when that anointing went down across his mouth and it touched his lips, it anointed his message. The words that he spoke held authority. It captured attention. Not just physically. But he had dominion over spirits. Now let me tell you something. My Lord, I'm just getting started. Whew. Y'all feel what I feel? I feel the anointing. This ain't the same Cressley John Pierce that pulled into Norwich January the 9th on a cold January morning. The anointing's dripping off of me for the Rutledge. Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
After it left his lips, it flowed down across his chest. It touched his heart. It changed his heart. The heart weighs the matters of life. The heart gets concerned about things worries about things. It weighs everything. His heart was set to do the work of God. Because he was anointed. Now, it changed the way he looked. It changed his hairstyle. It changed his face, his eyes, his lips, and his heart. And everything in between, up, down, sideways, north, south, east, and west. It changed everything about him. But you know what Jehu did? Now you understand, Jehu's anointed king. He's anointed ruler. My God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm doing this. This has been burning in me all day. It's been burning in me for months, not just all day, months. Jehu left the area of anointing, the place of anointing, the room of anointing, looking anointed, smelling anointed, walking anointed. Whew. My God, talking anointed, preaching anointed, leading anointed. And he walked into the coffee table. He walked into Dunkin' Donuts with all of his buddies. And they said, "Sup, cuz? Who was the dude that came and left?" And Jehu's standing there. Anointed. Jehu's standing there. Anointed. Oh, it was nothing. Nothing. I hadn't been with God. I'm not anointed. Now you got to understand, by this time, the oil has soaked his garments. And he's walking. My Lord. Brother Bradley, he's leaving a trail of anointing. Nothing. What happened to you last night, Bobby? Nothing. And Bobby's standing there with the anointing. Nothing. You don't see yourself in that, do you? You don't see yourself in that, do you, Brother Parson? My Lord, you better. Because we're there, all of us. We get anointed. We get in the place of the anointing. And we go out and people that need the anointing to drip from us. When you walk into the homes and you start talking to parents, Brother Jim, they're going to see the anointing dripping. You see, Jehu, every place he sat was wet with anointing. Every time he took a step, the anointing was there. The anointing was there. And you know what his friends did? Hey, that's not true. In short, you know what they were saying? We see a difference in you. We see a change in you. There's something different about you, Mike Stigall. Yes. You're not like you were 2 months ago. Right. What happened to you, Mike? What happened to your heart? What happened to your face? Yes. What happened to your life? Yes. I'll tell you what happened. You got anointed. Yes. Now the Lord is bringing this together so beautifully. What has to happen? What Jehu had to do before he could take the position of king was make the connection. Yes. With what happened in the room to what God wanted him to do. And he got in a chariot And he set out on his mission, anointed. Praise God. Praise God. Every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking but myself and Brother Rutledge. If you think God has anointed you, now just a minute. Then let me say something. If you think that God has anointed you, you know you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. You know you've been baptized in the name of Jesus. You know that all your sins have been removed. And you know that God has anointed you to do a work for Him in the last days that we're living in. And you know He's called you. I want you to lift your hand right now. Just slip your hand up. Just real quiet. Just slip your hand up. You know for certain He's called you to do a work. And you know that with that calling, He's given you an anointing. I want you to leave your hand raised right now. I want you to leave your hand raised. You know He's called you to do a work. And you know for certain that He's anointed you. Now, you leave that hand up there. You leave that hand up there. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of the place of the anointing and to be about the thing that God has called you to do. You hear me? I said, you hear me? I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to start answering the call of God at midnight when He calls you to your knees in prayer. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ when you're walking down the street and you feel a burden for somebody that looks unacceptable in the kingdom of God. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to stop and be God's mouthpiece. Get out of the place of the anointing so God can use the anointing He's placed on you. You hear me? No, wait just a minute. Not me. Do you hear God? Do you hear God talking to your heart? Praise God. Praise God. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to quit coming up with every reason and every filthy excuse that you can think of to quit being used by Him. You hear me? You hear me? I wasn't going to say it, but I'm charging you in the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm saying these things as the Lord lays them on my heart to say. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you know who I'm talking to lay down the weights. You know something about weights? They're not sins. They're just burdensome. And you can't work with God with weights on your back. The only thing that you need on your back when you're working for Him is a cross. Take up your cross and follow Him. My Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let's all start praying right now. Brother Rutledge, I'm through. Praise God.